Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Andy Kosko. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Heisa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marty Patton. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Marty Patton. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting fifth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal takes first base on ball four. Theobald moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cosco fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cosco fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-1 in the game. Theobald takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cardinal hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair is called out on strikes. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rettenmund hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Powell moves to third. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hendricks hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Cardinal. Hendricks reaches second base with a double. Powell scores. Rettenmund goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hendricks scores. It's 6-0, Orioles. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards short. Heise settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Orioles. Andy Cosco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cosco is 0-for-1 in the game. Cosco hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Brewers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. McNally strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0-for-1 in the game. Hisa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roberto Peña pinch hits for Marty Patton. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hisa moves to second. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Rhett Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Theobald hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Brewers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. John Morris now pitching. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris fires to first and has Rettenmund trapped. There's the throw to Hisa who tags Rettenmund for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Hendricks strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0 for 2 in the game. Kosko takes first base on ball 4. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Retton Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Brewers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Salmon hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards first. Briggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 2 in the game. McNally bunts towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Salmon moves to second. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Davey Johnson now playing second base. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hysa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Mitchell pinch hits for John Morris. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Hysa moves to second. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Brewers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Weaver now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kosko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Rettenmund hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blair moves to second. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Briggs strikes out. Two outs. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kosko hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Orioles. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Brewers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-2 in the game. McNally hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-2, Orioles. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Heisa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Schofield pinch hits for Floyd Weaver. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buford. Schofield reaches second base with a double. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schofield scores. It's 9-3, Orioles. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Theobald takes first base on ball 4. Harper moves to second. Eddie Watt now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harper scores. Theobald moves to third. It's 9-4, Orioles. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kosko hits a fly ball into right field. Retton Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 9, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.